Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through the book of Revelation. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
After the battle of Gog and Magog, the first battle, they go back and the Antichrist said, wait a minute, let's have peace now. They've just had war in Israel. And the Antichrist said, we're going to have a peace treaty. He confirms it with Israel for the next 7 years. I won't say there's relative peace because we'll get into the opening of the seals and then the trumpets and the vials of wrath. But yet he makes a covenant with them. And in this, they're allowed to build a temple. As many of you have gone to Israel and have gone to that eastern wall. And on the other side the western wall called the Wailing Wall, the Jewish people want to build that temple back. Well, they will build a temple back, and it will be up there on that sacred ground. And the Antichrist is going to confirm that agreement, and they're going to build a temple there. And there's so much, we'll get into this as we go farther in our study book of Revelation, how the Jewish people are ready to get up there and start building. Even now, the garments are ready, and all these, the laver and all the golden candlestick where they can once again institute the temple worship. Just like that, sideline. Jehovah's Witness can put up a building in a week. Macedonian builders can put up a building in a week. Imagine what happens when these Jewish people have access to that Temple Mount. How quickly this building will go up. It's going to be quite a building. But anyway, I won't say it's a week. I won't go into there. But anyway, they will have a building there, no doubt about it. Matter of fact, we find that in the middle of the week, the Antichrist enters the temple. Am I going too fast for y'all? The Antichrist enters the temple that the Jews have built and declares himself to be God. Remember, that's the abomination of desolation. But I want you to get a picture, a time frame. As a matter of fact, this, for our visitors and new members, we have this back in the foyer that kind of tells you, laid this out for in our kind of in a picture that you could see about our Lord's coming. You're welcome to get one on the way out this afternoon, whenever you leave church this morning. But anyway, after the translation of saints, the battle of Gog and Magog, then the tribulation takes place when the Antichrist will confirm that covenant with Israel for 1 week. That's the beginning of the tribulation period, not the rapture, not the translation. Are you following? There's going to be a short period of time. I don't know how long that will be. The Bible does not specify. But just so you know, that the translation does not begin the tribulation period. Most people think that and they put them together and it does not go together. The translation is not the tribulation period. I know I'm being redundant, but I want it to sink in. There's going to be a battle of Gog and Magog. There's going to be another battle of Gog and Magog. Turn with me to Revelation chapter number 20. I want you to see the difference. This is after the millennial reign of Christ. There's going to be another battle of Gog and Magog. This will be the final battle. A lot of great people, a lot of great men, put them one in the same, but they cannot be one in the same. They're two different battles. We read in Ezekiel where 1/6 of the army is spared, and they go back up to the north. Remember, we read that. Here in Revelation chapter number 20, all the army is wiped out. And this is after the millennial reign of Christ. Matter of fact, beginning in verse number 7 of Revelation 20, this is the second battle of Gog and Magog. And when the 1,000 years are expired, what's the 1,000 years, preacher? It's the millennial reign of Christ. He's been ruling and reigning in Jerusalem. When that 1,000 years have finished this course, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. Remember that he was cast into the prison, as the Bible says, at the beginning of the millennial reign. And he's there for 1,000 years, and he's finally let out. Verse number 8, and he shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, and Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, of whom is the sand of the sea. The number is the sand of the sea. Now, who are these people that Satan deceives? Jesus Christ has ruled for 1,000 years under perfect righteousness. But yet, now I've said this over and over, and people think I'm crazy, that people are going to enter the millennium in their physical bodies. These are saved people. They live through the tribulation period. They are saved people in their physical bodies, and they live and they enter into the kingdom. Remember in Matthew chapter number 25, Jesus separates the sheep from the goats. This is at the judgment of the living nations. And the goats are the lost people. He casts them into hell. The sheep are the ones who enter into the kingdom in their physical body. And they enter in, and they're going to have children. They're going to have children, and they're going to live forever. These are ones who, man, I'm going way out here as far as, I don't want to stretch your mind, but at the same time, and during the millennial reign of Christ, there will be a tree of life. The same tree that was in the Garden of Eden, God's putting it back here on this earth, the tree of life. We read that in the book of Ezekiel, where during the millennial reign of Christ, that the tree will once again be there. And God said in Genesis chapter number 2 or 3, I forget which one it was now, where God says that we must remove that tree lest Adam, man, eats of that tree and live forever in his sinful body. And God would not allow Adam to live forever in that sinful body, because if Adam would have ate of the tree of life, Adam would still be here today. Are you following? That same tree will be here in the millennium. So people will have access to that tree, and they're going to live forever, save people in their physical body. They're not going to be glorified ever. People think of how that everybody's going to be glorified all one time. No, we will have a glorified body. But those who enter into the kingdom in their physical body, they will always have that physical body, yet they will live forever. And God will, man, I'm going too far with this. I'm really going to blow you away. He's going to eradicate the sin nature from them. The Bible says, I will give them a new heart, a clean heart. In between, they're having children. By the end of the 1,000 years, there's going to be all kinds of kids on the face of this earth under the age of 100 years of age, and they have to be saved. Are you following? Am I losing some of you? I've really jumped ahead. Some of you have been with us a long time, and you know where I'm going with this. Some of y'all are new. Just stick with me. By the time the 1,000-year reign of Christ, this earth's going to be, the Bible says, as the number is the sand of the sea. Can you imagine God's perfect reign, Jesus' perfect reign on this earth, where the lamb will lay with the bear and a child can play with a rattlesnake, a real rattlesnake? He'd have a real rattler, you know, playing that. And the bear and the cub, they could lie, the calf and the bear could lie together, take all the ferociousness of the beast. And the Bible says that their sword shall be turned into plowing hooks, and they'll reap it so much. Anyway, it's going to be a wonderful time, what's called the golden age. People are going to have longevity of life will be restored. By the time the millennium's over, 1,000 years, that they're going to be children under the age of 100, and they will be kids. Because at 100 years of age, people will be living 900 and some years. And don't think that's strange. Adam lived 935. Methuselah lived 969. They're going to be 900-year-old folk and older than that during the millennial reign of Christ. And by the time somebody dies at 100 years of age, that's a whole other story. But they're going to say, Isaiah 65 speaks of that. Man, they're just kids. They died at a young age. They were just a kid. Well, by the time of the millennium is over, all these young people who have not accepted Christ as their Savior will follow Satan. Okay, and we see that, the backdrop, verse number 8 of Revelation 20. And he shall go out to deceive the nations. These are these unsaved young people. They're teenagers under the age of 100 years of age. I laugh when I call them teenagers, but they will be. Under the age of 100, they're going to go and follow him, as the number of whom is the sand of the sea. Verse number 9. And when they were come up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city. Where is the beloved city? Jerusalem. Jesus is ruling and reigning.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church this Sunday for a special service with guest speaker Andrew Phipps, as he'll be speaking on faith, family, and freedom. That's this Sunday at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church during both the morning and evening service, 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.